Welcome to Life at UBS. We are more than ourselves. We own it, we improve, we connect. In this podcast series, we'll connect you with what UBS has to offer and give you new perspective and insights into your internship journey. Learn from the best and hear from the unique stories from our people and find out more about UBS's businesses from their experts in their own field.
Hi, my name is Yvette, a junior talent recruiter, and welcome to Life at UBS. On today's episode, we are very happy to have Kevin Protessa, who is the Head of Account Management in our Chief Digital Information Office. And today we will be talking about hot topics in technology. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thank you. Good morning. Pleasure.
So I would like to start off with a quick introduction for our audience to know more about you. So can you share with us your career background, your career journey, and also what are you currently doing in CDIO?
Sure, I'd be happy to. My background is probably a little bit more unique than most of our colleagues here at UBS in that this is the first bank I've ever worked for. So in my 25-year career history, it's mostly around technology. And I started my career and pivoted early to the business side. I started in management consulting at Deloitte in the US and then went on to startups and big tech in Silicon Valley. So brands like Oracle, VMware, Dell, and EMC. And then when I came out to Asia Pacific, I started in an entrepreneurial role, right? So I started my own companies, and then I moved on into fintech, leading a couple of the AI and machine learning startups here in the area. And in my current role here at UBS, I'm head of technology services account management. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of account management is to be a true connector. So to connect people, and which include our employees as well as our clients, for a better need. And so different capabilities that they're looking for, different opportunities that they're after, we're about connecting them with technology.
Precisely. We are all about connecting people with a better world in UBS as well. So Kevin, you mentioned you came from a fintech background. So can you share with us a little bit more about, you know, what are some of the technologies that are used to power fintech companies versus the technology that are used in a bank? Are there any similarities and are there any differences?
Sure, that's a great question and one that I get quite often. The interesting thing, and might come as a surprise to some people, is that the technologies that we use in fintech are actually exactly the same as the technologies that are offered globally on the market. So whether it's a CRM system, customer relationship management system to manage contacts for sales, or whether it is a TensorFlow AI or machine learning platform, these are the very same technologies that we use in fintech that are available everywhere else. The key difference, however, is the application and the usage of these technologies. So in a bank, we are highly regulated. And what that means is that we have to pay special attention to things like compliance, regulation, risk, and cybersecurity. So the manner in which we use these technologies oftentimes is affected by what we can and can't do.
Okay, that is very enlightening to know, Kevin. Like, I was always under the impression that the cool and the latest techs are all in the fintech companies. But turns out, you know, in a bank, we use the same set of cool technologies as well, but just a little bit of tweak and consideration when we use them.
That's right. That's right. And I can give you an example. If we're talking about an end user platform that does things like email, voice and video calls, and file sharing, that end user platform that's available off the street might say, for example, have 100 different capabilities. Mm-hmm. Now, when you bring that into a bank, and after it goes through the scrutiny of compliance and risk and cyber, those 100 capabilities might dwindle down to 30 or 40. So, and oftentimes, or sometimes I should say, it can actually impact our ability to innovate because we are under such strict regulations.
I see. So, Kevin, as we are on the topic of banking, technology in banking, and you are also in CDIO, so can you share a little bit with us, you know, what does CDIO do and also what are some of its strategic imperatives?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So CDIO, and we've got lots of acronyms here at UBS, stands for the Chief Digital and Information Office. So what happens with CDIO is that our purpose really is to be a technology enabler. So we want to enable and differentiate ourselves by providing technologies to our clients as well as to our own employees. So that's really the goal and objective and purpose of CDIO. And we do that in really three strategic ways. The first is around what we call the foundation. The second is around leveling up. Mm-hmm. And the third is innovation. So when we talk about foundation, it's really getting the basics right. So making sure that our technology, as well as our systems and everything that we provide to our users is stable, it is resilient, it is automated. And then once we get that right, we can make sure that the culture is in place, we have the right processes around risk and security so that our operational effectiveness is in place. Secondly, we look at leveling up. And what that means is that we take the tools that we have in the bank today and we make sure that we actually can make the best use of them, right? So we look at how we can take it to the next level and we can actually look at things like engineering culture, engineering excellence. We have something in terms of the way we work here at UBS called Agile at UBS. These are all part of leveling up. And finally, innovation is all about the journey to provide our clients, as well as our employees, with what they don't necessarily ask for, but we think is coming, right? So those type of things, such as looking at investments at UBS Next, or looking at the next way or different ways that we can invest or manage portfolios, is part of our innovation strategy.
That's cool, and it sounds like a very exciting place to be working in. So with technology, right, and technology is always evolving in our current world. So can you give an advice to our interns over here who are listening to the podcast? You know, how can they, you know, stay on top of the constantly evolving trend in this technology space?
Sure, Yvette. And you're 100% correct. Technology is always evolving. The advice that I would give, and it's not just to our interns or folks who are new to the company, but also to our most senior people and everyone in between, is to find areas that really and truly interest you, just a couple, and get as much exposure to those areas as possible. The great thing about UBS is that we're almost limitless when it comes to resources. And so if you want interesting resources on whether it's cloud or artificial intelligence, it's all at your fingertips. So what I would recommend is, for example, if it's cloud that's of interest to you, you can go to the GoTo Cloud microsite. You can click on the learning portal. You can look at different ways to get certified on some of our vendors or our cloud technologies. And if it's artificial intelligence that you're after, we can go to the AI Center of Excellence, where you can find vast amounts of information on things like neural networks, supervised and unsupervised learning. And it's all there. And best of all, it's all free if you have a UBS domain.
That's very informative. And I love anything that's free. For sure, I will check that out. And I will encourage all the interns to go to the links that you have shared earlier to check that out as well. So Kevin, you're pretty new to the company as well, right? So I've always heard that people have good feedback about the culture in UBS. So for yourself, as you're kind of new to the company, can you share a bit about your experience here working in UBS? How is the culture in CDIO like?
Sure. Now, the culture is an interesting one because culture means a lot of different things to different people. And culture is something, at least for me, it really embodies the organization or a set of people. Now, interestingly, when I joined UBS in 2020, I joined during the pandemic. And so my onboarding and interview process was entirely virtual. And from my perspective, it's very difficult to really gauge an organization's really real or true culture if you're doing everything virtually, if you're not meeting anyone in person. And so what we've been fortunate with, especially in Singapore, is that over the last few months, year or so, some of the regulations and restrictions have eased up, and we've been able to come back into the office, RTO we call it, return to office. And so what we are able to do is socialize. We're able to engage directly face-to-face with other folks on the team and on other teams. And so what I've found is that the culture at UBS is extremely dynamic. And I would say maybe there are three words that I would use to best describe it. The first is it's a collaborative culture. The second is that it's very purpose-driven. And lastly is that the culture is one where everyone's approachable, right? So it doesn't matter how senior or how junior someone is. It's like we're all friends and neighbors and everyone's here to help each other out. And that I really, really treasure.
Yep, I agree with you. It's like a big family here in UBS, and that's one of the reasons why I enjoy coming to work every day. So Kevin, as the podcast is coming to an end, do you have any final advice that you want to give to our interns?
Yeah, I could give some advice. I reflect back upon the beginning stages of my career, and one of the best managers I ever had gave me really 3 points that still resonate with me today. The first one is always be curious and always stay curious. So be willing to learn and develop new skills, especially those that you're not strong at. The second one is be empathetic. So if you show empathy to whether it's a colleague or a client, that's the way that you can truly start to understand someone. Yeah. So again, be open to new ideas and new skills and learning new things. Be empathetic. And then the last one is just to always strive and never give up. Right? You're always going to fail. Failure is part of succeeding. But make sure that you learn from those failures and then you can channel that into successes.
Thank you, Kevin. These are all very good tips and really very meaningful. I'm sure the interns will be able to take away some of these tips during their internship journey here. So that's all for today's episode of Life at UBS. Thank you for listening and thank you, Kevin, for taking the time to be with us. To hear more about Life at UBS, be sure to tune in to our next episode.